Good Friday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Morgan Stanley.
And I'm Anna Palmer. House Republicans had a pretty good week. Steve Scalise came back. Their tax plan was embraced by pretty much everyone from outside groups to the House Freedom Caucus. The budget is expected to hit the floor next week, which will be the first step in setting up tax reform. Fingers are crossed across the Capitol that President Donald Trump doesn't turn against the tax framework, something that rank-and-file House Republicans are increasingly worried about after he left them high and dry on health care.
Steven Mnuchin said yesterday that tax reform will pay for itself and pay down the U.S. debt. That is something that most experts disagree with. The Wall Street Journal's must-read tax reporter Rich Rubin is out with a pair of stories, the first with Siobhan Hughes about how the GOP tax plan has hit its first hurdle. We told you about this a couple days ago, but Republicans from high-tax states are opposed to repealing the individual deduction for state and local taxes. This is a pretty big problem. Look for lawmakers from states like New York, New Jersey, and California to be speaking out on this. There are a lot of them. Dozens. Another Rich Rubin story about the Treasury Department taking down a 2012 economic analysis that contradicts Steven Mnuchin's thinkings on the corporate tax rate. Meanwhile, lobbyists are already rallying to try to save tax breaks in this plan. The New York Times is reporting what we all knew, that there is a mad scramble on K Street to protect long-held provisions that are on the chopping block.
Politico has another big scoop on HHS Secretary Tom Price. We're reporting that Price took a military jet to Europe and Asia, costing taxpayers more than $500,000. The White House approved the use of the military aircraft this spring. Meanwhile, Price defended the travel on Fox News and chalked it up to Trump's very ambitious agenda. Piling on to Price's optics problem, BuzzFeed is reporting that he wanted to reopen HHS's executive dining room. The perk for senior officials has been closed since the George W. Bush administration. Price's problems are going all the way to the top. The New York Times is reporting that President Trump is incensed by his liberal use of private planes, which undercuts his drain the swamp message. Price isn't the only cabinet member to use military planes. Politico is reporting that Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke and his aides have taken several flights on private or military aircrafts.
The trouble in Puerto Rico is continuing. The AP is reporting that Puerto Ricans believe U.S. relief efforts are failing them. The LA Times has a piece up about how Puerto Ricans are evacuating to Florida on cruise ships and have no idea if or when they'll return to the island. Some news on healthcare. Jen Habercorn and Burgess Everett are reporting that Senators Lamar Alexander and Patty Murray are inching toward a deal to stabilize Obamacare. It's unclear whether Republican leadership will allow a plan to stabilize Obamacare to move forward. This was a red line for Paul Ryan and the White House. They do not want to, quote, prop up Obamacare.
And the email drama just keeps coming. Josh Dossie and Andrea Peterson report that the White House has launched a probe of private email accounts. And Jake Tapper for CNN reports that Jared Kushner didn't disclose his personal email account to the Senate Intel Committee, which has sparked a letter to Kushner's attorney instructing him to double-check that he has turned over every relevant document to the committee. Reuters has a big picture take this morning, reporting that beyond the daily drama and Twitter battles, Trump is beginning to alter American life. Despite the chaotic environment of his administration, the Wire Service reports Trump's influence is far-reaching, from oil flowing through the Dakota Access Pipeline to cracking down on immigrants living illegally in the country to rolling back Obama-era rules on regulations.
Josh Meyer reports that Trump skipped the ceremony for his newly installed FBI director amid the Russia investigation. Matt Nussbaum scoops that Vice President Mike Pence sent his lawyer to meet with special counsel Robert Mueller over the summer. Today, President Trump is speaking at the National Association of Manufacturers board meeting. He'll have lunch with Mike Pence and Florida Governor Rick Scott, who he's very publicly trying to get in the Senate race in his state. He will leave this afternoon for Bedminster, New Jersey, where he'll hang out at his golf course. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.